Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Nun. Sukkah Daf Nun, the last daf, switching from the fourth parak to the fifth parak here in the in Masechta Sukkah. As we get into the last parak, in a couple of days, we have a siyum on Masechta Sukkah. But now we continue next week, next Monday, I think. But now we are on Mem Tes Maveis. We are in the sugyas of a little agarata here, Chesed and Staka, comparing and Dvarim la'asos bitzina b'hatznei leches asos mishpat v'asut staka. And we just had the three differences between gemilas chesed and staka. Gemilas chesed is with one's body, and it is even to ashirim, and it is even to mesim. That makes it more chashuv in a certain sense than the mitzvah of of staka. Rabbi Lazar and all these chazals about staka and chesed are quoting the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchas Staka, many of them. But now we continue about eight lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Chama bar Papa. Kal adam sheyesh lo chein. Any person who has chein, who has favor, who people get along with, biyadua shu yirei shemayim. Do you know he is also yirei shemayim? Shneamar chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. The chesed of Hashem, the chein of Hashem, on those that fear him. Right? This is paraphrasing also the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Anyone who gets along with people, the Mishnah tells us, is a raya, is a reflection that he also gets along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same kind of idea. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, Mai dechsiv pia pascha v'chachma v'soras chesed al lashona. What does the pasuk mean in Mishlei of pia pascha? Her mouth is open with chachma v'toras chesed al lashona, and the Torah of chesed is on her lips, on her tongue. V'chiyesh Torah shel chesed v'yesh Torah she'ena shel chesed. What is Torah's chesed? The Torah of chesed. Ela, two deus. Number one, Torah lishma, zuhi Torah shel chesed. Torah lishma, that's what we would call Torah's chesed, if it's for the right purpose, whatever that means. Shelo lishma, zuhi Torah sheinu shel chesed. And if it's shelo lishma, that is not Torah shel chesed. That's just Torah. Let's just finish the line and then we'll talk about that. Ika da amre, Torah lelamda, zuhi Torah shel chesed. If one is learning in order to teach, so that's Torah's chesed. That's not personal. That's not selfish. That's Torah's chesed because I'm going to share it. I think we mentioned in last week's Parsha Shir that the Ha'ara, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah in the Torah is not even formulated as a mitzvah of learning. It's formulated as a mitzvah of teaching. V'shinantem levanecha. V'limatem osam es b'neichem. All the sources of learning Torah, in the Navi, you have some sources relating to the Hagisa of Yom Valayla and Sefer Yehoshua. But in the Torah, it is about teaching. And that's what the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, also emphasizes at the beginning, the teaching element. So Torah lelamda, that is Torah shel chesed. Shelo lelamda, zui Torah she'ina shel chesed. But if it's not lelamda, if it's just for me personally, that is Torah, that it is still Torah, but it is not shel chesed. The Marsha is medayik, that's the language of lashona. Alashona is alashona because I'm giving it over to people, I am saying it, and that's alashona. What about the first chazal, Torah lishma? What is Torah lishma? What is Torah shelo lishma? So 2 points. Number one, the thought that we mentioned actually, I think a couple of weeks ago even, from the Eglei Tal. The Eglei Tal in his Hakdama writes, there are many people that tell me that they think that the definition of Torah lishma is when you learn it without getting any enjoyment from it. If I learn it purely because Hashem told me to learn, and if I enjoy it at all, if I smile at all during the Daf Yomi Shir, so then that is a lack of Torah Lishma. That is Shelo Lishma, and Halavai, we should come to the Shir, and listen to the Shir, and just sit there with a stoic face, and, you know, learn because we have to learn. So that's Torah Lishma. Says the Eglei Tal, there is nothing further from the truth. The ultimate Torah Lishma is when Torah goes into my blood, it's nivla bidamo, it's absorbed in my blood, and how does that happen? When I make it part of me, when I enjoy it, when I love it. Says that's Torah Lishma. Okay, you want to say is it a level of Torah Lishma when I'm learning it l'shem learning if I don't enjoy it? Yes, maybe, but the highest level, says the Sacha Shavar, says the Avnei Nezer, is when I enjoy it. That is the ultimate level, and that's the mistake, he says, that people make. They think that Torah Lishma is just learning it l'shem shamayim. You're going to learn l'shem shamayim, but if you enjoy it, so that is also, or maybe that is the ultimate level of Torah Lishma. And that's what we like to mention Rav Avi Minahar and Nedarim Memches, that the principle of mitzvahs lav lahenos nenu does not apply to Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah has an element of Hana'a that is part of its part of its definition. And that's what the Taz writes in Arachayim, in Hilchos Berachas HaTorah, Semin Mem Vav, Semin Mem Zayin, on the language of Lasok B'Divrei Torah. It's an asek, it's an involvement. It's not just Lilmo, but it's supposed to become part of our lives, and that's why we use the more inclusive Lashon of Lasok. That's one idea. But we can't mention the concept of Talmud Torah Lishma without quoting something from the Nefesh HaChaim. After all, half the Sefer, the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Ivelazhin, is about this principle of Torah Lishma. So if you look in the back of the Nefesh HaChaim, there are Likutei Ma'amarim. Likutei Ma'amarim, other essays from Rav Chaim Ivelazhin. So in Os Chav Zayin, in my edition, he says, O Yomar, ki ha'ikar bevo adam liskareva l'Hashem ulatar gever yireh. When a person wants to come close to Hashem, you want to know what the strategy is. What's the ultimate strategy in serving God? Whatever you do, do it bekvius. Whatever one's schedule is in any area of avodas Hashem, it has to be day in, day out. That will bring a person to close to God. Ki kol ma'asav l'Hashem yiyu kivuim lo yavru hein zmano latorah, whether it's kvias itim latorah, kimo eid chatzi yom yilmo beveis ha-medrish, lo yashuv mipnei kol afim yilo esek gadol, v'chein la'avoda, whether it's Torah, whether it's avoda, whether it's gemilas chasadim, right? So that is what one should do. V'im ki ya'osek tamid, and even though if somebody has this practice of always keeping his schedule, never relenting, lo yaseh tamid lishma, it won't always be lishma, which means because I want to, because I know this is, I'm in the mood for it, I'm focused, even though that's not true, because some days, you know, not every day are we into it in the same way in terms of the davening, in terms of the learning. Mikol makom lo yaniach isko bishvil zeh, but don't not do it because you're not in the mood. Ki hu pitui hayetzer. That's the Yetzahara, Lemar. Lo ta'aseh lefnei kol, v'avihatznei leches, v'avod me'ava, u'mevateh. The Yetzahara says, yeah, how could you daven if you're not in the mood to daven? Wait till you're ready to daven, and then daven. You know, you think Hashem wants you to daven when you're not in the mood? You think Hashem wants you to learn if you're not in the mood to learn? You know what? Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll be in the mood, and tomorrow you'll learn. It says that's the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is talking. Avalim yilma, we have to overcome and say, no, I'm not in the mood, I'm going to do it anyway. Even though it's not really lishma right now, but that's what I have to do. Avalam yoma tamid yigbar hayetzer tov ad ki yavo kama pamim lomo lishma. And there will be some levels if we keep the kvias, if we keep the schedule, there will be times that we will be what's called nowadays in the zone. Right? We'll be there. We'll be focused. V'im kol zeh yarviach gamke mashalom eshalo lishma. And even in those days that I wasn't in the mood to daven, to learn, to do the mitzvah. V'gamu mavo gadol lavo lishma me'im lo yilmar klal. That's the rule. V'chein b'maisa mitzvahs. Then he says it applies to mitzvahs too, not just learning, not just davening. Im ruach hayetzer hazakein uksil ya'ale alav es mekomo bal yoniach v'im lo yeh lishma al kalpanim o'osei mitzvah. Avalim yamtin, if you wait, achet tischolel daito alav. I'm going to wait till I can. Right? Somebody says, you know what, I don't really feel like davening now, so I'm going to wait till I'm ready. No, chas v'shalom. Mi yodea im yagia lasos mitzvah. Ulamashal tefillin. Yodua in yonam lahachnia kol achushim, machshavos moach. A lot of times the mitzvah brings the hachno'a and gets me in the mood. Like the Sefer Chinuch always says, achreya pe'ulos nimshachos alavavos. V'im yamtin ashe yechakek dover zeb machshavaso v'oz yol b'shem. I'm going to wait till I'm totally bikdusha v'tara to then put on tefillin. Hayaholech kol hashana below tefillin. Achimenichan binakel yavo lidei machshava zu. And this is what we have to do. Dvarim moel hakvias behem behu ikar ha'avoda. And that's what we have to realize. And he says, that's what it means. Even if you're not in the mood, that's shalol lishma, but keep doing it because it'll come every so often at least. You'll have the lishma and that will help piggyback the times that were shalol lishma to be able to get up to shamayim to have all of the effects that it could have. So lishma, shalol lishma, that is the Nefesh HaChaim's, one of the places where the Nefesh HaChaim discusses it. Now we are on the bottom of the Testament base. Okay, two dots. Kamazaz, you have the Egle Tau and you have the Nefesh HaChaim. Kamazaya Bachol, the Chulu, second to last line. So, if you remember, we're talking about the Nisach HaMayim. So, just like it was done on weekday, it was done on Shabbos, but they filled it up in the golden, right, Bechavis, Shelzav, the Mishnah had said, they filled up from Erev Shabbos a golden barrel that was not sanctified. right? Eina mukudeshes from the shiloach, and they left it in the lishka. Why? As we explained in the Mishnah, because if something is in a sanctified kli overnight, it's nifsal balina. It becomes pasul, and that is why we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Yuma that they created a pulley system for the kiyar, so the kiyar could be lowered down into, connected to the natural spring under the base of Mikdash every day. So that's when they brought it up the next morning. It was not nifsal balina. So they did that. Every day, k'maseu b'chol, whatever they did, the nisach hamayim on Shabbos on weekday was the same thing, except they brought it the day before and put it into an unsanctified kli. V'yamai, why they have to do this? Nisi b'mukudeshes, why didn't they put it into a regular kli sharis? What was the problem? What's the havamina here? We already explained the maskana. What's the havamina here? Rashi explains twofold. Number one, the havamina is that a kli only sanctifies what's in it. To create a psolina if you want it to be sanctified. If you don't want it to be, it's not automatic. You talk about a kli has magical powers. If I have kavana that this kli shari should sanctify, what's in it that works? And if not, not. So the havamina here is that it's not automatic. A kli only sanctifies based on my da'as, which you have many times. We just had it last week. We spoke about hechsher l'kabal tuma. Totally different context. But again, it's not a physical reality. It becomes wet, it's hokshar. No, if I'm not interested in it, and the Rambam holds only the owner, doesn't matter if it physically got wet. That's not the halacha. Hechsher l'kabal tuma. So here too, maybe kiddush kli sharis only applies where I had it in mind. Number one. Number two, the second idea in the Havamina, says Rashi, is the concept called yesh shir lamayim. Meaning, maybe there's only a specific amount of water that I have to sprinkle. Like we said, a log, or a three lugin, depending, Reb Machloka, Sacham, Reb Yehuda. But maybe anything beyond that, even if I want to say that the kli automatically sanctifies what's in it, maybe that's only the minimum requirement that I need. But anything more than that is not part of the mitzvah, and it won't be sanctified. So, again, ask the Gemara, why do we say it's automatic? Just use a kli sharis. Now you don't have to find a golden non-kli sharis and use that. So the Gemara has two answers, each rejecting and relating to one of these havaminas. That's where Rashi got it from. Number one, Amar Ze'iri, Kasavar Ein Shir Lamayim. No, it must be our Mishnah holds. There is no shir for the mayim, meaning there is a minimum, possibly, as we'll see in the Rishonim in a second, but there's no maximum. And therefore, whatever water is used is called Nisuch HaMayim water. And it'll all become sanctified, and that's why it would be Nifsal. The Klisharis Mekadshin Shalomidas. And also, a Klisharis is Mekadish, even if I don't have the Kavana for it. Shalomidas, even if I'm not interested in its becoming Kadosh. And therefore, says the Gemara V'Maisi B'Mekudeshes, if I brought it in a regular Klisharis, if Salulahu Belina, it will become Nifsal Belina, staying overnight. That is answer number one. All right, what the Gemara said, ain't shir lamayim. If you look in Rashi, and the Ritva expands on it, this is only regarding the shir lamala. There is no shir maximally, however much. But, of course, there is a shir lamata. Right, that's what we had in our Mishnah. That's what Rashi says in the Ritva. Here also expands on this idea. The Ritva says, Pirish, ain lohem shir lamala, she'ilu haya lohem shir lamala, umevi mehem yosir mikashir, lo haya hakli makadshan. If there was a shir and you brought more, shelo haya makadshan, lo kashish lam shir haroi, velo yosir. It would only sanctify if you brought the appropriate shir. Amazing, that's what the Ritva says. If there was a maximal shir and you put in more than the maximum, then this is obviously not nisach hamayim water, because you didn't put in the right amount. You got to put in the right amount. But the fact that there is a minimum but not a maximum means once you hit the minimum, then the maximum is totally sanctified. Aval achshav she'ein lahem shir afilu nasam hem yosem yishloshes lugin haya kli shoriz makan sham im hakli mekudash v'haya nifsalim belina v'afilu lo haya badaita shakoyin lakacho me'achshav haya miskachin, because it would work automatically. That is the Ritva. Why is the Ritva saying that? It must be because, what do you mean? Even if you say that there is a shir, but still, so you'd have water mixed in here that is kadosh and non-kadosh. You wouldn't know the difference. Maybe that's what the force is, the Ritva, to say. If you would hold yesh shir lamayim, it would have to be the exact amount. And therefore, it would be nifsal belina. Look in the Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos talks about nisach hamayim, and we know what he holds in a kind of implicit way. The Rambam holds ain shir lamayim. He says that he quotes that in Paragimel Halachates, all the way at the beginning of his Meiser Kabbanis. But then he says, what happens if I do Nisach Hamayim outside the Beis HaMikdash? Outside the Beis HaMikdash, what is the halacha? Right, that's the Rambam later on. In Perek Yutes, Halacha Gimel and Dalet, says the Rambam, Hazorek es Adam, O Hamakterei Vari Ola, V'chulu, if I do any Avoda, O Menasech Shloshes Lugin Yayin, O Shloshes Yugin Mayim Bachutz. If I pour water outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says, I am Chayim. It's an Issur D'Oraisa of Avodas Chutz. Avodas Chutz! Right, what does he say? Shloshes Lugin Mayim. Right, so he says Shloshes Lugin Mayim, doesn't say more or less, but he paskes that is the sheer Lamata. Right, that you need a minimum requirement. And therefore, if I'm Menasech, one lug outside, I didn't do anything. I did half an avoda. That doesn't count. But if a shloshes lug in mayim outside, I am chayiv issur d'oraisa. We've quoted that Rambam in a different context, and that is relating to Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. The Rambam paskins that you're chayiv, you're going to get malchus for that. You're going to get malchus for that? But isn't that based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, as we just had before, in Nisach HaMayim, there's no basis in the Torah? It's all Torah Shebal Peh? Does the Rambam paskin like the other day in the Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera? Tainus Aveis, that it's learned out from extra words, extra letters, mem yud mem. If you look, it sounds like he passes as Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So this relates to the Reb Chaim we mentioned about a week or two ago, and that is the two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinais. One type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is something totally new that I would never have known beforehand. The Halacha of Chatzitzin. The concept of Chatzitza. The concept of Mechitza. The concept of, we had back earlier, remember, we had 46 blot ago. Right? 44 blot ago. All of what you've seen is good asik and lovud. Right? All of that is, that's not Mefarsh in the Torah at all. And that's a totally new concept. That's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMechadeshas. But then there's the other type of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Says Reb Chaim in Hilchos Ma'achalas Asuros on the Rambam. What we call Halacha Moshe B'Sinai HaMifareshas. We knew there's a concept of in Halacha from the Torah. Comes along the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and expands our understanding of the concept. For example, we mentioned, I thought a Zar is a non-Kohen. And the Rambam in Halacha Moshe B'Sinai expands that and says, even an uncircumcised Kohen is called a Zar. An Arel is going to get Malkus for doing the Avoda. Even though that's based on Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but the Rambam says, the Arel is like a Zar. We've expanded our definition of what a Zar is. That's what Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is teaching me. So now, we have Nisach HaMayim, learned out from a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. And the Rambam says you're going to be Chayiv for that. Shchut Echutz. What do you mean? It's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. It must be that the Rambam holds that Nisach HaMayim, that Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, is coming to expand the definition of Avoda. Avoda doesn't only include being makriv karbanos with blood and being makriv karbanos mincha, a flour, but includes pouring water on the mizbeach. That's an avoda. And therefore, if you do that avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be chayiv. We've expanded our definition of what avoda is. That's the Rambam if you're menaseh three lukin of mayim outside. So you have to do it on a mizbeach. Like, what does it mean? If I just pour water in my backyard, so you might have to do it on a mizbeach, build a bama, and then do it on the mizbeach. But it has to be parallel to the avoda that's inside. So that is all answer number one, that if I leave it over, it's going to be, if I put it into a kli, mekudash, it's going to be nifsal belina. Because whenever the morning comes, there's always a psalina. Remember, we have the fascinating questions in Maseches Zvachim. Does the Kohen, who woke up before dawn, and he didn't tilos yadayim in the morning, but maybe by Amor HaShachar, he has to wash again, because the water on his hands was nifsal belina. It was already used, and maybe you should have to wash again when dawn comes. Right? That was the bayis in the first half in Maseches Zvachim. Anyway, that's the first answer. Chizkiya Amar. The second answer says Chizkiya really on a d'oraisa level. You should be able to put it into a klisharis. Why klisharis in Mekajin El Midas? Really, klisharis only sanctifies what is inside of it. With your kavana, with your das. If you want it to become kadosh, it becomes kadosh. So really, you should be able to use it. The problem is here is gzeira drabanan, v'gzeira shema yomru ladas diskachu. The gzeira is people will see it in the klisharis. They won't, whose people? Kohanim. Who else sees it? Right? And they will see who else is in the azara. maybe some Yisraelim, right? Remember the first 11 Amos on the east side is called the Ezras Yisrael. Yisraelim are allowed to be there. And Lechora, by Nisach HaMayim, it was a very exciting part of the Avodah. It was only done, you know, one time a year for a week, so probably everybody wanted to see it. So they're in there, they're peeking, they want to make sure that he's not at Stuki, that he's pouring it down the right place. They have their Esrogim ready, just in case, right? They're all ready to go, and they're, so, if they see it, and they'll see you'll take the water that was left over out of the kli, they'll say, oh, I didn't realize there's no psolina when it comes to kli shares. They won't know that the kavana was that it should have been iskadish. That's the gzera, shema yomru l'da'as iskadshu, right? It's a gzera d'rabanan. Or, similarly, amr b'yane amr b'zera, afilu tema yeshir l'mayim. Even if you want to say there is a specific shear for the mayim. And ending in the Ritva. And therefore, if it's not the exact shear, it should have been a Skadesh. The klisharis ain makachin elamidas. And a klisharis only sanctifies what's in it. If you had a mind, still, ugzera shema yomru, lekiddush yadayim veraglayim mal'on. Maybe people will think that you filled it up for kiddush yadayim veraglayim. What do you mean kiddush yadayim veraglayim? You filled it up to use, and therefore people are going to get confused? What kind of kiddush yadayim veraglayim? Use the kiyar for kiddush yadayim veraglayim. Ah, no, Rashi explains. Remember the Mishnah we had back in Maseches Yuma? The Kohen Gadol sometimes did not use the kiyar. The Mishnah tells us, if you remember, back in Maseches Yuma, Daf Mem Gimel, that the Kohen Gadol used a ketone shel zahav sometimes. The Tanakhama there said it was only on Yom Kippur. He used the ketone shel zahav. But Rabbi Yehuda said there, la'olam, Kohen Gadol mekadesh yadav v'raglav min haketone shel zahav. Right, from the Kito Josav, that's when he used it. So again, that's what it might be talking about. Maybe people will think that this water was filled up for the Kohen Gadol to wash his hands and his feet, and that's why there is a lot of water in there, and therefore, Rashi explains, v'asilam emar hacha, l'kidish adam raglai milum, v'les lehu shi'ura, shafilo havi kuflugin. No matter how much water you put in is appropriate to use for washing the hands and the feet, there's no specific amount there, and then when they see them using it for the nisuch, they'll say, oh, Lina's not posel b'nisachim, and therefore, it's a similar gzera as we had before, but that is another way that people might think incorrectly why this water was filled up.
If klisharis is not
mekadesh it, so does he have to once, right, he's just lechora, excellent, that he has to have in mind the next morning. Meaning he wants it to become kadosh in the kli. It's just at the earlier moment, if people might have thought that it was niskadish the day before, and therefore there's no psul of lina. That's what we're worried about. People's minds, they're not going to think there's a psul of lina. But lechora is an excellent point that the next morning, though, you know, he has to switch. And the chiddush is that you can have the kavana when it's already in there. You don't have to do the actual pouring into it with that kavana. Period. Last section. Nishbacha onis galsa v'chulu. So, if you remember, the Mishnah said, if the mayim overnight became poured out, and you can't get new water on Shabbos morning, or in Nizgalsa, it was revealed, mayim gluyim, as we know from elsewhere, one is not allowed to drink mayim gluyim because of a chashash of eres from a snake. So, that cannot be used on the Mizbeach for Nisach HaMayim. Why not? So, Rashi on the Mishnah had said, it's chaser the shear. Because you need a certain amount, the three lugan, and if there's some eres in here that's using some of the shear. And the other day I mentioned, the Yerushalmi here mentions that anything that's not roi to drink cannot be put on the Mizbeach. That's the language of the Yerushalmi. Because she ain't roi lamashke, Yisrael, to drink ain't roi lamizbeach. Two different answers. Says the Gemara of Yamai. So why? What's the problem with using this le'evir b'misanenes? Why don't you just get a strainer? Have a strainer, we know, pour the wine into the strainer, pour the water into the strainer, and we assume that the poison will get caught on top, and therefore just use it. When you have to go in and use new or use water from the kiyar, just use a strainer. Lema masnisa de lo k'Reb Nechemya. Shall we assume that our Mishnah that is against Reb Nechemya? Because Reb Nechemya is the one that allows you to use a strainer. Titania, misanenes, yesbo mishum gilui, a misanenes. A misanenes is a strainer, but what's being described here is that you have wine, you have some type of contraption, that you have wine in the upper container and a lower container, and you have a strainer in the middle. and the wine flows down from the upper to the lower. So misanenes yeshbo mishim gilui. So the Mishnah, the Gemara first says misanenes, there is a problem of gilui, even if you leave it on there. Reb Nechemya, no. It's only a problem if the lower one was revealed, was open, and therefore the snake could have gotten in and cause problems. But if the bottom one is covered with the strainer, it'll get caught. The eris will get caught. The venom. And therefore, question mark, is our Mishnah against Reb Nechemya. Because you see, Reb Nechemya says a strainer works to catch the eris, and therefore, it should be mutter. So why do you have to get new water? So the Gemara answers, Afilu teim Reb Nechemya. No, even our Mishnah can be like Reb Nechemya. You're right, Reb Nechemya says that it works, but Eimer dabar Reb Nechemya lahedyot. Aval gavoa miyamar. Fine, he'll allow you to use this process and method to drink the water. But to use something for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Avodah, a higher standard. For less later, Reb Nechemya, doesn't Reb Nechemya hold to the pasuk in Malachi? Hakriveinu lefecha secha. You bring your karbanos, hayirtcho, yisafanecha, amar Hashem tzvakos. Hashem is complaining there. You know, these are the karbanos that I want. I don't want these karbanos. Right? Malachi, many times, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, says, I'm not interested. Where else earlier in this Masechta did we have a pasuk from Malachi? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains about our karbanos brought? First off in Masechta Perek Lulav HaGazal. That's the source, if you remember, of Mitzvah Babavera. What the Gemara say? Mitzvah Babavera, Shenemar, same Perek, Malachi Aleph. Vavesim Gazal, Vesapiseach, Vesachowe. Hashem says, I'm not interested in your stolen, lame, sick karbanos. You give me the worst animals and the sinful animals. So says the Gemara here too. Maybe the same parak in Nechemya. Same parak in Malachi. Nechemya would agree that there's a higher standard for what is allowed in the Beis HaMikdash. Like we have by other air, there are certain psulim that apply to karbanos that don't apply to hedyo. Esnan zona mechir kelev. Those are usher to bring as a karban. They're not usher by another, usher to bring as a karban. Good. So that is the halacha. So even our Mishnah can even be according to Reb Nechemya. The Aruch Laner here is meir that not all moni hamitzvos count, quote, this halacha of bizman hazeh. Says the Aruch Laner. V'nir u'bevadai bekavana hishmit. Let me start with Ochein. So ma'ati al asmag shehevi sham psulei nesachim velohevi gamkem psul gilui. I don't understand why the smag, one of the moni mitzvos, he brings all the psulim, which nesachim you're not allowed to bring, and he does not quote gilui. Gam b'dini nisach amayim kishetach lashon mishnah nishpacha memali min akir lo kasa rak nishpacha v'lon izgalsa. He left it out. Ve'ubevadei pekavane hishmit, kiven shaharambam hevi b'shnei mekomos. Ve'darko shel asmag lahatik, lashon harambam. Ask the Aruch Laner, why did he leave out mayim guluyim as being pasul al gabei hamizbeach? Ve'nir lani yizdaiti. Listen to this. Kivan shadidim shevi'a rambam v'asmagin enogim atok. Even though the Rambam, as we know, and the smag who follows him, say for Mitzvah's Gadol, they quote halachos that do not apply bizman hazeh, as long as they're going to apply in the future. That's what they quote. The Shulchan Aruch only quotes halachas that apply bizman hazeh. The Rambam quotes halachas that apply as long as they're going to apply in the future. That's why the pashas is that the Rambam holds that there are going to be regular karbanos in the future, not just karbanos mincha, like Rav Kook says on a Shibane, right, V'arlosh minchas Yehuda. But the Rambam pashas holds that all karbanos. So he says, "Atam eviyim b'shulshin ikolasik shibane beis hamikdash." Lozeh hishmet asmag. The Rambam quotes it, but that's why the smag left it out. Din gilui. Why? The svirale de la asid yifso din gilui. The leka otzakanas nachash kidechsev lo yiru v'lo yashchisu b'hal chal harkachi. As the psukim describe in Navi, that in the future there's not going to be the wild animals, especially around the beis hamikdash, and therefore it's not going to be lamaisa in the Beis HaMikdash, so that's why he suggests that the smag left it out. The problem is that the Rambam does quote it. The Rambam is like the smag. The smag always follows the Rambam. So, little Tzarech Ian on that. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention is the question here of the Achronim. Rav Yashiv asks here, and the Chazonish deal with the question of, you allowed to use a misanenet on Shabbos? All right, isn't that what we're talking about? Mayim gluyim, you woke up, you can't go get other water from the Shiloah, so use the misanenes. Isn't that a nisadaraisa of Boer? So how is it possible that we are suggesting that you're allowed to use a misanenes? That's the question that Rabbi Yashiv asks here, and that's the question of the Chazonish. The Chazonish writes this in Sukkah in Os Chaf Gimel. So explains the Chazonish, and this is, we've quoted this in the past in Hilcha Shabbos, and that is, what's the reason that we don't drink mayim gluyim? The reason we don't drink mayim gluyim is because of a danger. Is it asr al pi halacha? Says the Chazonish, if I ever do the act of borer on Shabbos, out of an extra chumrah, an extra behavior, but I would really drink it even without this borer. So then the Chazonish holds, based on the Shulchan Aruch, it's not borer. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a case, what if I'm drinking something and there's like splinters floating in the liquid? So I don't want to drink the splinters. I don't drink the splinters. I would drink it carefully and make sure I don't drink any splinters without it. Well, but let's say, am I allowed to put a type of netting on top of this bottle and then drink? The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter on Shabbos. Mutter, isn't that borer? The Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mefarshim explain, if you drink it anyway without the borer, then it's not really called borer what you're doing. So for example, filtered water. Are you allowed to use a filter on Shabbos? Am I allowed to use if somebody has a type of Brita bottle or on the faucet? So the answer is, would you drink the water without the filter? If you would drink without the filter, then you're allowed to use the filter. That's not really called boware. But if you wouldn't touch it because you think halakhically it's a problem, because there are bugs in the water, because there is something in the water, because there's impurities, that you would never drink that water without the filter, then for you it's boware. Boware is subjective. Right? Pulp. Right? So if you would never drink this with pulp, you hate pulp, then there could be an issue of borer. But if you drink it with pulp, but so that's the chazanish right here. V'tzorachi and lechalik lomar mutter kan lasani v'efshar mishum de gilui eino ela chumra. It's a chumra, and I might add bisman hazeh for sure it's a chumra because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's no issue of mayim gluyim bisman hazeh. The Gra is very machmir even today, but the Shulchan Aruch says it's a chumra, therefore especially today. But again, we're explaining bisman hamikdash. That's what the Rav Yashiv also here talks about. This issue of borer, and he gives another answer though. The Chazanish says maybe it's not borer because you know it's just a chumrah. The Rabbi Yasha gives a different suggestion, and he says, "What's borer? You're separating psolas from ochel, but here are you separating? You're just trying to catch. You're just trying to see if there is psolas, and if there is psolas, you're not going to use it. And if you don't find anything, you are going to use it." That's not called borer. Looking inside a mixture, and it happens to be somewhat separating, but you're just trying to see if something exists inside a mixture. And if you find it that exists, you're not trying to separate it. You're just trying to catch it. And if you catch it, you're throwing the whole thing out. So that's not called borer. Wow. That's Rabbi Yasha right here. The din borer hu kisher rotsa levar absolos mitocha ochel. Avokan ina rotsa levar hayayin meha eres. You're not trying to separate. Ela rotsa ligalos ulevadash inkan eres. You're trying to show that there is no poison here. Vim yimsa eres harigamba ochel tainu hayayin lo yishtamesh. Shari mos ligavoa. Ela kol asinun hu sheyevade shelo yehekan eres. Velav shein borer alei. Wow, that's not called borer. Elagilui milsa ba'almahu. It's just being megala what the metzias is. And that's not called borer. Even though the physical act might look like borer, that's Rebbe Yashiv's ahara. That's the last ahara in the fourth parak, right here, in Haaris on the Sechah Sukkah. Okay. One final point on the parak, and that is in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Even start with the Ritva. The Ritva, right here, the last line of the Ritva in our parak says, on the line of Hakriveinu Lefecha Secha, Umikan. And from here, the fact that you can't use Mayim Gluyim, even though, like Rabbi Nechemya says, the Sinun would work, you can't use it, this is the basis for the following. Mikan She'ein Madlikin Bebati Knesios Ela B'Shemen Hagun She'roi Lahalik Bo Lefnei Malachim. We know people used to donate oil to use in shuls. What type of oil do you use in shuls? Only good oil. Only appropriate oil that doesn't have any problems with it. Just like here, you can't use Mayim Gluyim for the Beis HaMikdash. You can't use oil that has problems that became disgusting in front for the Beis HaMikdash, for the shul. V'chein kasu ha-ga'onim. And this is what the Ga'onim say. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, a little more graphic. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Kuf Nun Dal in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Achbar, she nimsa b'shemesh al beis hakneses. Let's say there's a big barrel of oil, right, in the shul. Very serious issue. And the gabbai goes into the shul at 4 o'clock in the morning, right, to turn on the lanterns, and he goes in, and he sees that there is a mouse in the big barrel of oil. Says, oy vey, a lot of money. Says the Shulchan Aruch, im hu maus, aser ladlika b'beis haknesses. If it's something that's disgusting to people, you can't use that in the shul. Aser ladlika b'beis haknesses, right? Because that is not allowed. Mishnah Brura, v'afilu yeshishim negdo, to mutter b'achila. Even if it's batel b'shishim, kivan shem maus, aser yishim agriveinu lefechasecha, v'yish makilim b'sheishishim. But that's not what, that's exactly what our Gemara says. Even if halachically it is okay, you'd be able to drink it, but still, it would not be able to be used. It shouldn't be used, says the Shulchan Aruch. Right, this is the Achmer Shnimsa B'Shem Beis HaKnesses. Remember, we discussed this once earlier in this Masechta, and that is that we had the Gemara, the story of Rabbi Chanina. If you remember earlier in Daf Lamed Vav Mabez, where Rabbi Chanina took a bite out of his esrog, and he used it that day. So we discussed there, why was that going to be kosher, and that's not ma'us? Well, if the Achmer is found in the oil, it's ma'us. We gave two answers then. Either a whole animal inside the oil is more disgusting than just taking a bite out of the esrog, or number two, there's a difference between mice and people. Right, if somebody takes a bite of something, if somebody's not a germ freak, and especially if they're in your family, you'll eat that. It's not disgusting. If a mouse is in the oil, you're not going to touch that oil. Right, even if it's bittel, you're not going to touch it. So this Shulchan Aruch, that's based on this last line in the Perek, also relates to Rabbi Chanina. Hadron lach lulav ha'arava, Baruch Hashem. We get to the last Perek here in Maseches Sukkah. HaChalil, but this is a continuation parak. The mission, the beginning of the previous parak, had spoken about all the mitzvahs ha-chag, and then we broke on the chalil, the flute, the musical instruments, chamisha v'shisha. It's either 5 or 6 days. Why? As we will see, the chalil is an iser d'rabanan, playing the instrument, and it is not doche Shabbos or Yontif. And therefore, if Shabbos and Yontif coincide, it's the first day of Yontif is Shabbos, then you'll play the chalil for the next 6 days. Right, the chalil that they used to play at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. If Shabbos and Yom Tov are not the same day, then neither of those days you'll have it, and you'll have it the other 5 days. Chamisha v'shisha. Zeu ha-chalil shel Beis HaShoeva. This is the flute of the Beis HaShoeva, the drawing of the water. She'en adocha lo asa Shabbos lo asa Yom Tov. It's not docha Shabbos or Yom Tov. What is the Simcha about? Why are we so happy? The Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So, Rashi, Machlokas, Rashi Rambam. And the Achronim formulated in a certain way. If you look at Rashi right here, Rashi on Beis HaShoeva, Kol Simcha Zu, Eina Ela Bishil Nisacha Mayim, Kidne Mefaresh Usha'avtem Mayim Bisason. Rashi says the Simcha is connected to the Nisacha Mayim. That's an unbelievably symbolic avoda. Maybe water symbolizes rain. We haven't quoted it in a while. Rav Gifter, I don't think we quoted it in this context, that we have to quote it here, Nisacha Mayim. Rav Gifter notes, why do we pour water on Sukkos? The symbol of Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaYayin. Wine is something serious and beautiful. Water. So he explains, if you ever speak to somebody who went through a natural disaster, an earthquake, a hurricane, a flood, and you interview them, I'm just happy to be alive. You know, you lost everything. I'm happy to be alive. Thank God. After the Yamim Noraim, when everything was on the line, when we've been through, right, Benoidim, Tluyim Ba'omdim, and we're interviewed afterward on Sukkot. Water's fine. I'll just take water. Water, it's enough with water. We don't even need the fancy wine. Nisach HaMayim. And that gives us such simcha. Rashi says, what's the simcha's Beis HaShoeva about? It's specifically about the Beis HaShoeva. That's the pasuk that he quotes. V'shaftem mayim b'sason. If you look in the Rambam, you get a very different impression. The last Rambam, in Hilchos Lulav and Sukkah, the last Rambam, when he mentions the simcha, he does not connect it to the mayim. It happens to be called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva because that's when it was done. Beis HaShoeva, if you look at the Rambam right here in the Pirush Mishnayos, Beis HaShoeva, Sham HaMakom Shayu Mesaknin LaSimcha V'Karu Lo Hashem Mishum U'Shaftim Mayim B'Sason. That's where you got the name from, but it doesn't sound like there's something content connected between the name and the Simcha. The Rambam says, even though every holiday is a mitzvah to be b'simcha, b'chag, asukis ha'isosham b'mikdash, simcha yisera. In the base of mikdash, there was an amazing simcha. Sham, shneemar, usmachtim l'fei Hashem l'keichem shivas yamim. Ketzad, and then he describes what happened and the men and the women. We'll get to this, b'Hashem, in the Gemara. U'matzchilin l'smach b'motzoi yantif harishon. And they start being happy on motzoi the first day. Doesn't say why. He just says that's when the simcha starts. V'chein b'chol yom v'yomim eichol shel moed maschilin me'acher sheyakrivu tamisha ben arba'im l'smach shara yom im kol halayla. And then describes all the musical instruments, mitzvah laharbos b'simchazu, v'lo hayosin osan ameyares, v'chol mishayirtze, and then the Rambam ends off all of Hilchas Lulav with the idea of simcha in a dvar mitzvah. Not connected. So it seems to be the way that it's formulated is machlokas Rashi Rambam. Whether it's specifically, the simcha is specifically connected to the she'iva, to the drawing of the water, or it happens to be done at that time, but lav dafka. Or the way Rav Soloveitchik formulates it, is it a din of simcha in the mikdash, connected to the avoda, Rashi, or is it a din of simchas yantif? Special din of Simchas Yontif that we have on Sukkos. Good. A nafka mina might be, says Rav Soloveitchik, what Tosfos brings up here. Tosfos says on the bottom, I don't see it. So the Chalil, you can't do this when it falls down on Shabbos and Yontif. Isn't this just an Issa Drabanan? Ein Shmos by Mikdash. There's no Issa Drabanan when it comes to the Mikdash. I don't see why can't you blow the Chalil and play the Chalil even on Shabbos and Yontif? Says Tosfos, Beis Hashoeva Shiny. No, it's different. Beis HaShoeva Shiny. What does that mean? What does that mean? Beis HaShoeva Shiny is different. Right? Tosfos says later on, the Ritva here says, it's very common that people might break their Chalilim and try to fix it. So it's very, even though usually they say Shmos B'Mikdash, you know, it's very common that it's a Gzeira and therefore sometimes you do have Shmos B'Mikdash. But says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe it depends on Rashi Rambam. If it's a din of Simchas Mikdash, then you have a good question. It's a din of simcha, like Rashi says. But if it's just a din of simchas yantif that happens to be in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's not really connected to the Mikdash. It happens to be in the Beis HaMikdash, but maybe you don't apply the principle of ein shmos b'mikdash unless it's connected to the avodah shebemikdash, not just that you happen to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So therefore, that is the discussion of Tosfos and the simcha. Says the Gemara Itzmar, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Ina. Chad Tani Shoeva, the Chad Tani Chashuva. Some say that it's called Simcha Space Hashoeva, and some said, no, it's Simcha Chashuva. It is a very important Simcha. Amar Mar Zotra, Man Tani Shoeva Lo Mishtabish, Man Tani Chashuva Lo Mishtabish. The one that had the version of Shoeva is good, has what to be based on. The one that has Chashuva has what to be based on. That's where Shoeva comes from. It's a very chashuv mitzvah. Going back to Sheshes Yimei Breishis, as Rashi says, because we pour it down the Shisin, which were created during Sheshes Yimei Breishis. Good. Rav Soloveitchik continues in that same piece that I just mentioned and says maybe this Shoeva and Chashuva are also connected to Rashi Rambam. According to Rashi, it's Usha'avtemai Besason, Shoeva, it's connected. According to the Rambam, maybe it's just Chashuva. It's an important avoda, but it's not dafka connected. Says Tosfos on top, why is it called Shoeva? Not only because we draw water, but Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi here, that Misham Shoavim Ruach HaKodesh. From that experience, Klal Yisrael were Zoche to the Ruach HaKodesh. Shashchina Shora Mitoch Simcha. They were such a high level of Simcha that they were in a state, they were able to be Makabel Shchina. Dichsev Ayikin Agin Haman Agin. Fatiha Lev Ruach Hashem. Like by Shaul, when Shaul wanted to have Hashras Hashchina on him and have divine spirit, he asked David to play the harp, to play it, and in that way he was put besimcha, right? The concept of song and simcha bringing a connection to God, this is one of those sources. The idea of simcha and not being so dry, right here. Simcha and song and instruments bringing to Shechina. And then the Yerushalmi quotes the story of Yonah. Yonah ben Amittai, he was one of the holy regalim, and that's where he had Ashras of Shechina that was during this experience of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Says the Maharet Chayes on this Gemara also, a very important Ha'ara. He says this in a few places in Shas. This is one of those Gemaras that proved to me that the Mishnah was not recorded in the days of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi might have edited it, might have put it all together, but it was not written down in a text. Because if it was, what do you mean, Shoeva Chashuva? What does it say in the Mishnah? What, there were different versions of the Mishnah even then? So early? So early there were different versions? He says, no. He put it all together, and it was passed down. But when was it mamish written? Says the Maharet Chayes, based on this Gemara and other Gemaras as well, it must have been later. Nirali mikan raya sha'af yimei amoraim lo haisa ha-mishna ksuva b'sefer rak nilmad balpeh rak sha'isa misuderes. It was put together. Right, take out a Torah. So it must be that it was not written yet. Good. Tana Rabbanan, HaChalil Doches HaShabbos Divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda argues on our Mishnah. He says the musical instruments, the Chalil, is Doches Shabbos. The Chacham Amar Rav Yantiv Eino Doches. No, it's not even Doches Yantiv. Amar Rav Yosef, what is this Machlokas about? Machlokas Bashir Shal Karban. The Machlokas is, we know, there's the Avoda, the Leviim, sung special songs during the Karbanos, during the Karban Tumid. So what is the din to Oraisa about their singing? Is it just singing, or is it also with musical instruments? What is the Iker? Rabbi Yosi Savar Ika Shira Bakli. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says the Iker Shira is with instruments. The Avoda he, and therefore, using the musical instruments is considered an Avoda. V'docha the Shabbos. And therefore, just like once it's called an Avoda regarding the Karban Tamid, so too it can be called Avoda for the Nisach HaMayim. And therefore, it can be Doche Shabbos. For Rabban and Sabri, no. Ikashir Bepeh. The Ikashir is just the singing itself. The musical instruments are secondary. V'lav Avodahi v'ena Doche as a Shabbos. That's regarding the Machlokas is the Shir of the Karban. Avashil Shosho Eva, Devri Yakol Simchi v'ena Doche as a Shabbos. Oh, I'm sorry. Rav Yosef has a limited formulation. The Machlokas between Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim is only about the Shir by the Karban Tamid. But regarding the Shir of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, everybody agrees that it's just an idea of extra simcha, and it's not Doche Shabbos. Rashi's girsa is simcha yeserahi, and it's not Doche. So the first formulation is that everybody would agree with our Mishnah. Even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, when he said this Doche, it's talking about the Shir of the Karban. It's not talking about the Shir of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Amar Rav Yosef, and we'll have another version on tomorrow's daf, but we'll get to. But this is Rabbi Yosef's limit. Amar Rav Yosef, mina aminala, to b'ha pligi. How do I know that the machlokas between them is ikashir b'peh or b'kli? Tanya, because the Brisa says, kli sharis shasan shal eitz. Are you allowed to make a kli sharis out of wood? They're all out of metal. What if you're stuck? Can you make them out of wood? Rebbe posel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Machlokas. How could Rabbi Yehuda say it's a kosher? So my la ba kamifli, maybe this is the machlokas. Man de machshir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, who says it's kosher, holds, you know why it's kosher? Savar ikka shira bikli. Because he holds the ikka shira on a carbon is bikli, and therefore the instruments are biblically recognized as kalim. The alfinon miabuva de Moshe. And therefore, just like the chalil of Moshe was made out of wood, so too, that's the status of a kli. So all kalim can be made out of wood. Uman de pasal, and the one who says, no, you can't use a wooden kli, savar ikka shira bepeh. The ikka shira is bepeh, and therefore there is no wooden kli that's recognized biblically. V'lo yafinon miabuva de Moshe, and therefore you don't learn from abuva de Moshe. So why? Because that was just extra. The ikka is bepeh. So Gemara says, lo, that's not a raya, that you have to see the argue about that. The kuliyama ikashira bikli. It could very well be that the ikashira is bikli according to everybody. Vahacha, bedon and efsha, mishi efsha kamifliki. The machlokas is, Moshe Rabbeinu only had a reed, a wooden reed to make his kli out of. But we have other choices. So maybe, if it's impossible in that case, fine. But maybe you can't compare that to our case. Man de machshir savar, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would hold don and efshar mishi efshar. Therefore, you can learn from there. Man de pasul savar lo don efshar mishi efshar. But again, it really could be that everybody holds ikar shira is bepeh, or the opposite. Vibay or another pshat. Vibay say matukuliyam ikar shira bepeh. Again, everybody might agree ikar shira is bepeh. The ain don and efshar mishi efshar. And the machlokas has really had a darshin. Vahacha b'melef minora beklaliu prati abribe miyute kamitflag. The machlokas is when we have psukim about the menorah, how do you darshan it? Which tool do you use? Rebbe darish klali or prati. Rebbe darshins uses the tool of klal and prat. Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda darish ribi yumiute. And he uses ribi yumiate. How so? The Gemara describes. Rebbe darish klali or prati viasisa minoras klal. It says you should make the menorah, that is a general rule. Zahav tahar prat, that limits it. Miksha tayaseh ha-menorah, chazav ha-klau, klau prat ha-klau, iatadon ela keina prat. Klau prat ha-klau, it has to be similar to the specific. Ma prat mefura shamateches, just like it's explicit, the menorah has to be out of metal. Av kol shamateches, that's Rebbe's opinion, that it has to be metal. Rebbe Yosi Rebbe Yehuda, darish ribuye meyute. Viasisa menorahs, riba, zahav tahar, mi-eit, Miksha teaseh ha-menoracha zeb-riba. Riba umiet v'riba riba hakol. And that includes more. My Rabbi, Rabbi Komili, everything's included. What's excluded by the miut? U'amiet mi'ishal cheres. Only earthenware is excluded, but wood can be. So what the Gemara just do? Rav Yosef said, what do we have so far? Rav Yosef holds that the machlokas between Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, and the Rabbanon about whether she about whether the Chalil Zocha Shabbos is only a machlokas by the Karban Tamid. But by Simchas Pesach Shoeva, everybody agrees the Chalil cannot be Dochas. According to this version, our Mishnah is according to everybody. Are we going to everybody? And what's the machlokas about? First we thought it was about Ikashir Bapeh, Ikashir Bakli, and then we said maybe not. Maybe it's a machlokas about Efshar Misha Efshar. Learning Efshar Mishi Efshar, or it's a machlokas about how you darsh in the psukim by menorah. Okay, we'll stop here. But tomorrow we get into more Simchas Beis HaShoeva discussions and the describing the actual event and the inyanim of mechitza and inyanim of the big shul in Alexandria. Right, that is all Beis HaShem on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.